It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is Chamber Executive Director, Tyann Hall-Marcy.
All right. Thank you, Steve, for having us again here at KDOM for our member-to-member program. Today I have Michaela Bergendahl from Salon Oasis and Robin Millard from The Hair Hut. So the point of or the vision behind our member-to-member program is obviously us at the Chamber, we want to be promoting to shop local, but I also want to remind our community members why we shop local. So I would like the community to get to know the two of you. So Robin, tell us about yourself. Did you grow up in Windham? Are you married? Do you have children?
So my family moved to Windham when I was 16. So the end of my sophomore year of high school. And then I went to cosmetology school at Stewart's in Sioux Falls. Moved back to Windham, got married, started a family. I have my husband, Steve, who works for the city of Windham, water, wastewater, and my three girls, my three little girls, I say, and then people say, oh, how old are your little girls? almost 27, 22, and 20, so not so little anymore.
Yeah, fun, so fun. Beautiful girls, by the way, too.
Thank you.
Okay, Michaela. I've known both of you for a very long time. It's so fun to have girls. But tell us about yourself. You go to school here.
Yep, I'm from Windham. Always have lived here. Besides a couple years, I moved up north in Bemidji. But I'm not married, but I have a baby on the way.
So fun.
Yeah, we're Love excited. It. So it's been an interesting year. Last year and then now this, so...
Yes, yes. And when are you due?
August.
Gosh, I remember like those first babies. Oh gosh, so fun. So fun.
Yeah.
So both of you have, Robin, you've had The Hair Hut for, I know I ask you this every time we talk, but it's been 20 years?
Almost 22.
22 years. And Michaela, you just had your 1 year anniversary last month. Yep. So, Robin, what advice can you give Michaela? Like, what things could you tell her to be prepared for that she's probably not already experienced this first year?
I think she's probably experienced a whole lot this first year. However, my advice, even before COVID, would have been ride it out. Stay true to yourself. It will come.
Awesome. And then, Michaela, you being a newer business owner, which you're younger than me, than Robin, one thing I've always asked the younger ones is that, you know, you guys are probably more tech than what, I mean, I know that I, even what I am. What advice or what things can you say to the business owners that have been around for a while that are working for you that maybe they haven't thought of yet?
So honestly, this is pretty funny because my sister always jokes with me, you only hired me to figure out all of your technology stuff, didn't you? Like, yeah, I don't know how to Bluetooth this. I don't know how to do this, but there's so many. Marketing is so easy on social media. I have a bunch of my clients are on social media, so that's helped a lot in the last year. I mean, taking before and after pictures is a huge thing. Just marketing yourself, and there's all different kinds of apps out there too that I'm like, I don't even know how to use this, but let's try it and see how it goes.
Like Venmo's
yes,
like the
Venmo
new app,
has
right?
been Venmo's been good, especially last year when we did crazy days and gift certificate sales. People would just call me and say, hey, I'll take a gift certificate, but I don't want to give you my credit card info over the phone or whatever. So that was nice for Venmo and helped a lot.
Awesome. And then, you know, Robin, I brought this up in the last member to members too, because, you know, when I worked for Tammy, which, I mean, I love that job working for my mom, but you know, the chamber was really big back when I worked for TAMI, like the chamber golf outing, all those different community events that we had going on. It's changed a lot in our community over the last few years. I would say probably over the last 10 maybe, but, and I'm definitely trying to reignite that fire. Do you remember those days? Do you remember how, have you seen a shift with, like, maybe not community support, because obviously the community support's been there tremendously this last year, but have you seen a lot of change, or do you recognize that change that I'm talking about over the last 15 to 20 years to what it used to be for supporting local?
Yeah, I actually can say definitely. I used to be very, very involved and on the board with the chamber, and I do remember when there was a time where everybody was involved, and so I was still on the committees and Riverfest and whatnot, when I started to see the lack of and how that changed. And I don't know if it is just people got busy or people didn't see the need. But I think especially in light of COVID, you brought that back to the forefront and the need for community involvement in such things like the chamber. It's huge. It's vital. It can be the heartbeat of our town that keeps things going. So I'm glad to see that coming back and making that shift. It's kind of like the pendulum, you know, it has to go both ways.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad to see that taking that trend and coming back this way.
Yes. Do you feel like, because I'm always interested in, like, you know, I don't want to call you young because I don't see you super young, but because I've known you forever. But do you feel that? Do you know that shift that we're talking about? Did you see it growing up? Are you aware of that at all?
I don't really remember it, but I've seen a lot of what you've been doing, and it's awesome. I mean, I try to get it as involved as I can too, and you're really helpful with that, so that's awesome.
And then I'm gonna go off of that a little bit here too. I'm curious, and I'm interested to know from both of you, what made you guys get into this line of work? And also, were you the girls that were up to beat with things as being younger when you were teenagers yourself? Because my daughter is, like, all about being up to date, and I just was not. So I'm curious. I'm curious about that from both of you. And I'll let Robin go first.
Okay. As you were saying that, I was trying to think if I was, like, the hippest, the coolest, if I had the... No. I was probably the nerdiest hairdresser in school, in cosmetology school. I had never colored my hair. I had never even thought about coloring my hair when I went to cosmetology school. Obviously, that changed rapidly. But I went to school because I loved making people feel good. I can remember telling my girlfriends in school, let me cut your hair. I'm going to go to school for this anyway, so just let me cut your hair. And they'd be like, yeah, I like it, even though I'm sure it was horrible. But I love to make people feel good, and I think anybody in this industry would probably say somewhere similar lines. But it's the whole concept for me of not just feeling good when you're in the salon, but when you leave the salon and days after. It should change how you feel and look about yourself.
I love that. Absolutely love that. And Kayla?
I definitely was not into makeup or hair or anything in school. I was just telling Tyann earlier that I honestly wore my hair in a ponytail on top of my head and sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and then I went to school in Bemidji for a couple years, and there I had started cutting people's hair in the dorm rooms and piercing ears. And then I moved back to Windham and actually was on a volleyball team with Danielle Espenson. And she was, well, she still is the instructor at Minnesota West, but she talked me into it, told me I would be good at it because I like to talk to people. And I'm like, I don't like makeup and hair. That's just not me. I can't see myself doing it. And she said, there's bigger things behind that. She's like, you get to talk to people, learn about them, make them feel better about themselves. And she was completely right. I mean, I went into school and I was actually pretty quiet, which is surprising, but I kind of stuck to myself and didn't really go out of my way to get too involved with my classmates, but I just focused on my clients, and I just loved people coming in. You get to hear their story, and it's constantly there. It was everybody's different. Now I know a lot of my clients pretty well, and so I've always liked to grow with them. I mean, you get to make them feel good about themselves. They're happy when they come see you. I mean, mm-hmm. Is that always true in everybody's job? No.
No.
True.
Very true. Get your hair done or go to the dentist.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask both of you this, but Michaela Bergendahl, why is it important to shop local?
Well, for one, so I have a lot of clients who will message me and ask, have you seen this at Walmart before, or have you? It's my favorite. I bought this hair color, and it's like, okay, I really want to help you. I want your hair to be as healthy as it possibly can. So when you just go to a big store like that and just buy stuff, you don't actually know what's in it, what's good for your hair. I can help you with that. You can help them with mm-hmm. that. And I think that, you know, person to person, being a little bit more personable with them is super important too. And it helped keep us in business. I mean, honestly, crazy days and all the sales we had last year was tremendous. I was so overwhelmed with all the support from everybody. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's no way that we're going to stay in business this year. It's not going to happen. And I thought for sure I'd open my doors and be open, and then they shut us down actually 12 hours before we were going to open. So all of those sales, people shopping, coming in, just buying those gift certificates helped a lot too at the beginning and everything. It was awesome.
Awesome. Robin Millard, why is it important to shop local?
Because that puts food on our tables. You can go to a Walmart or Amazon and you can buy those things, those big box companies, but just a reminder that those people do not support your kids in school, your proms, your other activities, donations for fundraisers and such. We are the small businesses of your local town is who is helping provide for your kids, your schools, your businesses. So it's always good to give back. That's my big takeaway. I try to always shop local too, for that very same reason.
Awesome. Love both of that. Well, listen, I know that both of you know it, but I'm going to say it again. I think the world of both of you. I think it's amazing what you guys have overcome this last year. And you both have done my hair, and I love the way that I've left coming to see you and leaving after I get done with you. So support local. Mm. Thank you both so much. And thank you again, Steve, from KDOM.
Thank you, Tyann.